Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Sammet, alongside my buddy, my friend, my co-host, Stephen Julian. How you doing, Stephen?
I'm doing great, Mike, and I'm glad you stopped saying I'm merely Mike Sammet. You are so much more than merely Mike Sammet.
I am merely.
You are the leader. You're the captain.
In your presence, I am merely.
Oh, stop. Stop. Hey. No, you know what? Let's do this gratuitous building each other up. Let's do that with our guests because we got some great guests today.
We do. I have a feeling today's going to be a fun show.
Going to be great.
Got some great personalities here in the room. Joining us from Eric C. Cosmetics, it's Eric Castleberry. We're also joined by Jordan Sandler and Katie O'Connor with KMS Technology Solutions. And Mary Overstreet from Grow Counseling. By the way, we may have a little bickering and fighting because Mary did her undergraduate at Auburn, and we got some Georgia people in the room as well. Yeah, we already had our first go dogs.
I'm just going to step back and let
them. There's a war eagle.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Let them hash it out.
Thank goodness their microphones are off right now. All right, we're going to just keep everybody's on because who knows what's going to happen in the show today. Let's go ahead and get the party started, if you will. We'll start with Eric Castleberry, and it's Eric C. Cosmetics. First of all, good morning, Eric.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Tell us about Eric C. Cosmetics. I know what your company has, but give us the details about your company.
Well, you know, it's a makeup line that I created. You know, I've worked for others in the past, you know, built a clientele, but I found that working through retail and, you know, the different venues that I work for, women had been sold makeup. They hadn't been shown makeup. So, you know, Eric C. Cosmetics was born in 1998. And it was really just a call to action for me, you know, from my clients. You know, they say necessity is the mother of invention. And, you know, just found overwhelmingly that women had been sold makeup, but never provided the information on how to apply it. So that's kind of why it was born. And, you know, it began with my clients actually wanting to buy makeup out of my freelance kit. So I would do like a grocery list. And from that, you know, I went ahead and jumped in and created the line of cosmetics that supported, you know, the education.
Much like many businesses, you saw a need and you just wanted to go ahead and fulfill that need. Why were they not really educated more about cosmetics?
Well, because they were buying in a retail setting versus, you know, I'm going to say it's what I call a studio setting. You know what I'm saying? So ultimately, they'd just been sold the makeup. There was no one there to actually, you know, like when you come and see me, I have you bring your makeup. I have you bring your makeup bag. I know better where to take you to if I see where you're coming from. So it's looking a little bit deeper and addressing, I'm going to say, the end user or the consumer's needs. I think that takes it to the next level. And Eric, that's exactly what I wanted to do. So,
Eric, you talked about having a line of makeup. Can you give us an idea of the breadth of it? How you know?
Well, you know, for me, it started, you know, I consider myself research and development for the client. Why are women spending their money to experiment in a drugstore or even, you know, take people's word at the mall? So for me, it started by, you know, as a makeup artist, I know the products that perform for me. You know, I threw all of those into one, I'm going to say, melding pot. And when I sought out, you know, the chemist to help me, I wanted to match or surpass the quality of those products, basically. So for me, it's about removing, you know, what color foundation do I wear? You know, where do I apply it? How do I apply it? And with what do I apply it with? You know, so it's, you know, for me, I'm research and development. You know, I help that client not only pick the right colors, but it's all about application too.
So because of your makeup artist background, you can kind of go wherever the client needs you under
Absolutely.
The broad umbrella of makeup.
Absolutely. And by taking a look at their existing regime or what they're currently doing, you know, no matter what their financial situation or no matter how complicated they think it is, I can prioritize their spending, pull the working pieces of the puzzle together and put them on the right path. But, you know, there comes the brand loyalty because you didn't tell them to throw every single thing away. Let's work with what you've got. Let's look for the missing pieces of your puzzle. And I call it Blueprint for Beauty. It's literally a blueprint for beauty, and I'm very proud of it. And you know what? Consistently, I get back. I can't do it just like you do it, but I'm doing it better and faster than I've ever done it, and I'm into my life quicker. So thank you for that. So that makes me proud.
the thing that stands out right away, it's not sales that's really driving you. It's a lot of consulting.
It's the experience of it. I find that it sells itself as long as you provide the information. So it's creating that environment that's conducive and comfortable for learning and giving them permission to do it. You know, say it's makeup. It washes off. It's not like we're doing plastic surgery. For once, you can wash it down the drain. So take a chance. Pour you a glass of wine, girl, and have fun. You know, when did we quit playing dress up anyway? You know,
it sounds like obviously people come to you. I like the idea of the studio setting versus the retail setting. Mm-hmm. So walk us through a client who comes to you for the first time, and in that is one of my questions, does this normally take a series of visits or can it be done over one visit? Just kind of walk us through the process.
Well, you know, I consider myself a brow expert, so I don't wax, I don't thread. I basically tweeze only for a couple of reasons. A, you want to be in control of what you're removing. And when you think about, you know, the skin that actually, you know, the eyelid is created with, it's so thin. So I have a lot of people find their way to me through a service, meaning eyebrow shaping. And then from there, I use that kind of as a segue. But I definitely meet a lot of people through service. And see, it's through that service, see, about every 3 to 4 weeks, they're going to come back to have their eyebrow reshaped. What better forum to put you back in my chair to go in and address the questions maybe that we've created from before. So I use it as a service. And through that service, I can lead you down a path. And of course, I do clothing, all things visual for me. But it's creating that level of service and trust and having that repeat customer in your chair. I think that furthers the brand loyalty and wins them over.
So there's a lot of different ways that people kind of find you. I'm assuming Absolutely. Almost most of it is word of mouth referral. You get people who are so happy and satisfied. They're going, you got to go see Eric.
I've been very fortunate there. And I'm pleased with that. Anyone that lends or attaches their name to me, that only heightens my level of responsibility to that referral. Absolutely. I appreciate that.
We're talking with Eric Castleberry with Eric C. Cosmetics. And Eric, I saw something you sent me before the interview. You actually have a patent out
there. I do.
Talk about what you have a patent for.
It's a method of makeup application. I mean, I kind of label it Blueprint for Beauty, but it's a color by number system. You know, I reached a point where, you know, my client's frustration is my frustration, and I call my clients my blinking billboards anyway. They're walking, talking billboards. So what I did is I edited it down to 7 makeup brushes. I'm like, if I had to break this down and make it as simple as possible, what would I choose as an artist, and how would I simplify the puzzle, if you will? So I basically picked 7 brushes. I numbered those brushes, which isn't unusual. There's other lines out there that have numbers on their brushes. But what I did is I numbered them in a chronological order according to the method. So brush 1 is your powder brush. It's the first one you pick up. But I took it a step further, and I also labeled the product with the same number. So when you get home and you go blank on what brush 1 is, not only is brush 1 the first one you pick up per the method, it corresponds with the number on the powder. So it's a color by number system.
But it's like Garanimals. Remember Garanimals, where the top pajama would be with the bottom pajama? You knew how it matched?
Well, I've jokingly said if I could not be sued, I would call it Garanimals, because it's your gay best friend that's actually done it. So yeah, it's Garanimals for girls, I guess you could say. But you know what? When you read a book, you start in the beginning, you end. You know what I'm saying? When you do a recipe, there's X number of ingredients, and you mix them, you know, from beginning to end to get the final result. It's really the same thing with makeup. When you give something a beginning, a middle, and an end, you make sure you cover the steps and you follow that order. You can duplicate the look. Yeah.
See, Stephen, I mean, now even you can do the makeup.
Well, absolutely. And I it's fascinating that, you know, I was thinking of painting by numbers, but they didn't number the brushes and which brushes to use for those small
places. You want
places.
That correlation. Well, interestingly enough, my patent attorney, Robert Evora, he's definitely a suit and tie straight guy. And I later got to meet his fiance at the time, and she was like, Eric, you wouldn't believe it. We'll be at dinner with girlfriends, and Robert will actually instruct them on how they could better do their makeup. And he's the guy that wrote the patent for me. So, you know, it was kind of proof positive for me that, hey, you know, with the right formula,
can do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Powder and paint can make you something you ain't. That's one of my favorites, you know. If you don't have it, you draw it on, and if it looks good, shellac it.
Wait. We're texting out during the show or tweeting out during the show. What did you just say? What was that comment again?
Powder and paint makes you something you ain't. If it looks great, shellac it and wear it for a while.
All right, we'll be sure to be tweeting
that. Thompson Water Seal doesn't hurt
either. Equinet Radio X on Twitter. We'll be tweeting that out.
All right, I want to try and get into we'll call it a serious question. I want to go back to something you said at the very beginning. You talked about that Eric C. Cosmetics is a makeup line that you created, but you also said you're not just telling people to throw away everything they have. So what is the creation, the number system, or is there some, you talked about working with a chemist. Mm-hmm. So kind of open that up for us a little bit.
To me, the creation is helping a person be comfortable with whatever their existing regime is, because you know what, with the right brushes, you can take, you know, any brand or any product and make it look better. To me, the creation is someone actually taking the time to listen, you know, kind of cue in on where you're at so they better know where to take you to. I mean, I'm the first to say, if you've got a new blush from Bobbi Brown, if you have tawny blush from Bobbi Brown, but your blush brush is shot, if you have the right person working with you, they're going to tell you to use the blush up and get a nicer brush so you can work with this product.
So we go back to the consultation.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm going to say 95% of the time, first of all, I don't have a return box, really, because that just means I need more information, or we need to switch out the formula or something, or I didn't give you enough of my time. But 95% of the time, I'll send them home with their existing mascara or a couple of brushes. And within a week, they'll call me back and say, you know, that was really cool of you, not to make me feel stupid or bad for a prior purchase. You know, I've got a daughter that's going to college. Yes, this costs money, but I passed my old stuff along. Pull what I didn't purchase from you on the first visit. I'd like to subscribe to your whole system because I appreciate you not making me feel bad. But most importantly, I appreciate you sharing the information. So that's where the brand loyalty comes. I've done great by it, and I'll never change that.
You know, Mike, no one likes regime change, even in cosmetics. That's what I was thinking. It's so interesting.
We're not going to tweet that out, by the way.
No. All right. Go ahead. Move on.
You're trying to up our guests now.
No. I like the fact that he's used the word regime change. And again, it all goes back to consultation and he's serving the clients.
Absolutely. Eric, you said, when did your company begin?
Officially 1998.
1998.
Unofficially, my sister's eyebrow when I was 16 and she was 13 and my mom almost shot me, but she liked the way it looked, so I wound up doing hers as well. So.
And the rest is history. Let's go back to the beginning of your company though. I'm assuming you've evolved in your field as you've grown, where you may look back at stuff when you first started your company going, why did I do that? And now you look at it in a different eye, saying, you know, that, you know, you've obviously evolved.
You know, it's kind of the reverse for me. I look back and I say, why did I not do it sooner? You know, just because I've seen the reaction from clients and, you know, the loyalty that it's brought and everything. You know, I don't care what I'm going to say, quote unquote, selling or what your business is. If you provide I'm talking about customer service during the time that you're providing the service after the sale, whatever you want to call it. Like I said earlier, my return box is nil because, you know what, let's try you on a different formula. You know what, before I'll do a refund, I'll say, if I give you 45 more minutes of my time and I sit down and maybe I do one side of your face, you do the other. If I give you more time, you know, as long as it's not a breakout or a reaction, will you give it another shot? And, you know, there's many ways to intervene. And a lot of times you just didn't provide enough information the first time around. So it's, why didn't I do it sooner a lot of times? Or why didn't I, you know, say it better or say it louder or take it further? Yeah.
That's great. That's great thinking. For those that want to find out more, they would like to get your products, get some consultation, mm-hmm. Give us all the information where they can find out all this information.
You know, I'm mainly using Facebook right now. You can just go under my name, Eric Castleberry, or you can go Eric C Cosmetics, and it is Eric with an A-R-I-C. And, you know what? I'm more of the creative guy. I'm less technological, but you know what? You can find my address. You can do booking. You can do everything right through Facebook or the attached Eric C. Cosmetics Facebook page. It's tend to work for me, so I'm kind of stuck with that.
All right. Well, Eric, great stuff.
But I am going to do a Twitter account after this. I will not be sending smoke signals anymore. I think I will get a Twitter account after this.
We gave Eric a hard time before the show about not having Twitter. So we'll have that up.
We'll work
shortly.
On that for sure.
There you go. Eric, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Continued success. Great story. And again, thanks for sharing it with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Eric Castleberry with Eric C. Cosmetics here on Gwinnett Business Radio. We go across the table now, and joining us now from KMS Technology Solutions, Jordan Sandler and Katie O'Connor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us this morning. KMS Technology Solutions, go ahead and give us a little bit of a background of what your company does.
All right. So KMS Technology, we're a digital marketing company, and we focus on companies' digital footprint. And we don't just focus on a website and making sure that you just have one of your assets strong. We focus on creating fully encompassing strategies that really add value to your company because you're getting your products in front of your target market and making sure that everybody that needs to see it is seeing it, and when they do see it, it's leaving a lasting impression. One thing that we focus on at KMS Technologies is really creating a positive experience, because it's the positive experience that you're working with, because it's really hard to differentiate through a screen. And so at KMS, we really foster a high level of thinking and dig into some really creative avenues to really differentiate you and create that positive experience through the different technological means that have come about.
And we're going to get more into that, but I want to ask about the beginnings of the company. But real quick, Jordan, what is your role and title with the company?
I'm one of the three founders of the company. All of us are UGA students, and we'll go into it a little bit later, I guess, but we started all inside the entrepreneurship program at the University of Georgia Terry School of Business.
Great school. And Katie, your role?
I'm the marketing intern just for the summer. And so I just got accepted actually to Terry College of Business and got involved with KMS at a small business career fair and ended up, you know, finding out that it was the place for me to spend my summer. So.
Okay, great. Well, this is really a great story about how the company got started. This was actually a project or an assignment you were doing while you were students at the University of Georgia in the School of Business. So talk about the beginnings and how this came about.
So I created an application called Got to Go Taxi because I saw a real inefficiency in the way that taxis operated in Athens. It was really hard to get in touch with one because you're calling operators that were slammed during 1 hour periods. And so you would be left calling and calling and calling and getting a busy tone. So the first problem that fixed was making sure that you are able to get a taxi, but not only a taxi, the closest taxi to you, or you could look for competitive rates. Gives the user the choice of what they're trying to look for in that taxi. And then with that, you can also pay that taxi through your phone, through a mobile wallet. So you never have to take your wallet out, have cash on you. You really don't even have to have your credit card on you, because most of the time your credit card information's right there for you. So I created that application, and through that application, I noticed another great inefficiency in the local area, which was finding a marketing company that A, didn't cut corners, or B, that really fostered that creative look that I was going for to really make myself stand out from the rest. And so one of my friends was starting in this entrepreneurship class, and he asked, and I kept telling him, I was like, look, this would be a great idea. We've got all the means of doing it. We've got the skill. Let's at least try it out in this class and create a business plan. And so the class required us to create a business plan and execute that business plan with zero funding. So it really made us understand how important sales are and how important your clients are, because those sales are so important in that small period of time that you have, because you don't have any extra means to go about it. So we got two pretty significant clients in the beginning that really trusted us, and we knocked it out the park for them. And we finished the class, and we all looked at each other, and we said, you know, we think we have something here. So we decided to take it out of the classroom and implement it in our daily lives. While we were fully at school, we worked 40, 50 hours a week on KMS, and then we did school till 3 a.m. and woke up and did it again the next day out of our apartment. And now we have an office fully staffed, and we've been rocking and rolling for about a year and two months-ish, and it's been a lot of fun and a great experience.
Let me go way out on a limb here. I'm going to guess that KMS is the last initials of the three founders.
Great guess.
There you go.
Mike, you're so wise.
I know.
I was going to ask you said you're fully staffed. What is the staff of KMS at this point in time?
The staff at KMS, we have a full development team ranging from all different levels of technical skill, about 250 programmers in our development network, and then we've got a creative team in office of 8 that focuses on creating those strategies and really working with the clients to get to know that product and creating a relationship and an experience for that client. And not only that client, but making sure it's for that end user as well. So we focus on every aspect of the relationship of our business partners is what we call them.
So, Katie, I wanted to ask you a question. You're one of the marketing interns. What are some of the main ways that KMS does marketing and finds their clients?
Well, a big way that we find our clients, they kind of taught us at the beginning in my training how to make lists and how to target potential clients that, you know, we would be interested in working with. So, you know, someone who – a big part of what I was taught at the beginning of my experience with KMS was that if you're visiting Athens, let's say, or if you're visiting Atlanta and you want to go to a restaurant, you type in Google restaurants in Athens. And if your restaurant isn't on that first, you know, there's like that top eight, that local listings. And if your restaurant's not on there, you're not going to get the business. You're losing a lot of business that way. So a way that we find clients is we go through, like, I'll type in restaurants in Athens, go to the fourth or fifth page of Google and find some restaurant. You know, usually they don't have a very strong presence on the web, on their website. They don't have a strong social media presence. And those are tools that we really implement and try to, you know, make them realize that you need these in order to be successful today.
I don't want to burst your bubble or anything, but there's a lot of marketing companies out there. What makes KMS different? From the competition, if you will?
So at KMS, we focus on creating everything custom. Nothing comes in our shop is a template, none of our solutions. So to give you a little bit of overview of exactly what KMS does in-house, and then I'll tell you how we're different. We focus on creating software platforms and integrating those software platforms with other assets like CRM databases and any other analytics software. And then with that platform that we have created, we put a full marketing, digital marketing strategy around it. We have a strong feeling at KMS that print is on the way out. And so we focus on utilizing where 95% of people are finding their what they're going to be doing that day, which is on the internet. And so we use social media, different ways of blogging, editorials, to make sure that that platform is being seen and getting out there in front of the people. And so we'll also run live promotions for companies to release a new service or product and capture that in real time with video production, making sure that you're capturing that experience that people are having with you so you can display that. That's another really interesting way that we use the screen of a computer or a phone to create that relationship with somebody that's not in the room with you, that you can't talk to, that you can't make that connection with. You have to utilize different ways of showing people trusting you and having that relationship with you generate that sale or create that lead. So what really KMS does that differentiates us from the rest is we make sure that all of those assets are there and everything is directed exactly for what your business is, what you want to promote, and how you value what you value. And we're the professionals there that know how the systems work and implement that. We are always there for our clients. We never leave their side through the planning, implementation, and after we release all the products, we're always there.
And another thing that we use to our advantage is our young age. You know, we have been around technology our whole lives, and we've always learned how to adapt to changes in technology. And so being young in this industry is really an advantage that we use.
That's a great point.
Yep. And I was going to ask you, you know, you talk about everything you create is custom. So you kind of talked about the end product. One of the things going through my mind, and you talked about age. So when you're working with business leaders, most of them are not as young as you. And when you start talking digital footprint and digital media, I'm sure at times there's a glaze that comes over their eyes, and there's a and if you're talking to them when they're on the fifth or sixth or seventh page of Google, they're like, yeah, somebody came in here and told me something, and it, you know, so there probably hasn't been a good experience. So how do you walk someone through through the proposal? How do you get them to the point of trusting? So let's kind of talk about that sales process, if you will.
Okay, so our sales process, that's one of my favorite parts, is creating that.
Most business owners like sales.
Correct.
And you're smart enough to realize, though, that it's not just sales. It's big part of it. It's all about relationships, and you seem to have grasped onto that.
Yes, sir. That is definitely relationships, and consistency are my two favorite words that I like. And so in the and those actually both apply to sales as well. And so in that sales process, I work to gain their trust by utilizing and leveraging relationships that we already have. We did have significant clients trust us, including like the Gwinnett Medical Group and some other Atlanta companies that have a very large presence. And so we leverage those relationships to build the lead and get in the door. And then we use our ability to create relationships and consistent communication. Everything that we do is always going to be what you're expecting and what you want, and if not, over the top. And so we show them how our work is going to be done and how we handle ourselves just by that initial communication. And a lot of that time, it really helps us convert that.
Our guests on the program here are Jordan Sandler and Katie O'Connor with KMS Technology Solutions, and a company that right now is based in Athens, but it's going to be growing, no question about it. We don't have time to get to all the questions that we'd love to ask you, but I'm going to kind of end you with this one that I see here on the sheet that I just feel like I have to ask. How does KMS plan to revolutionize the marketing world? Sounds like you've got some big plans.
Yeah, so we kind of, you know, we understand why people are not quick to trust marketers. They think that we're trying to get inside your head and use mind games to, you know, try to trick you into, you know, buy our website, or, you know, it's like, we understand that kind of mistrust, but we want to dismiss that idea that we're just pesky people trying to sell you something. We really connect your brand to the consumers by using honest and transparent ideas that we come up with our own. And so when a lot of times, you know, I've only been with the company for 2 or 3 months, and my ideas are just as important as everyone else's. And so we've really used those group brainstorming sessions, everything we can do to try to get our clients, you know, needs and wants, to try to get those across. And so we use those honest strategies and try to bring the consumer and brand together through that.
Great. Well, Katie, we don't have much time, so let's go ahead and get all the information. Folks that want to know more about the company, they want to check you out, where can they go to get all this information and find out more?
You can check us out on the web at gokms.com, or follow us on Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn, Facebook at GoKMS Tech. We have some really interesting articles that go out daily. I encourage everybody to follow us, if for anything, to stay up to date and know where your business should be.
Great. Jordan Sandler, Katie O'Connor with KMS Technology Solutions. Do you want to give us one more Go Dogs before we say goodbye?
Go Dogs.
Just in front of the Auburn person.
And we appreciate this opportunity. Thanks again.
Thanks for joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Okay. Mary's a little upset with me right now.
That was mean.
No, it's all in the spirit
War Eagle. I have to get that in there.
All in the spirit of competition. Mary Overstreet now joining us from Grow Counseling, G-R-O-W Counseling. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Grow Counseling.
So at Grow Counseling, we actually have three different office locations. So we're located here in Gwinnett and Suwannee, and then in Buckhead and in Peachtree City as well. We have 14 different therapists. So between all of us, we range in kind of the things that we specialize in seeing, the populations we see. So
I'm known, Mary, for asking some dumb questions once in a while. So let me get the dumb question out of the way.
Wait, quickly. Once in a while? No. Sorry.
Be quiet, Mr. Georgia Tech guy. I've noticed in the name of the company, Grow Counseling, G-R-O-W, it's all in capital letters.
Yeah.
Is that an acronym for something?
It's not.
It's not. Okay.
I wish I could tell you it is.
Some kind of great story behind it.
It's just our marketing, really. Coming back to that.
We needed to find the marketing people, find out what's the idea behind this. Counseling, obviously, is a very broad word. What kind of counseling do you specialize in? I mean, do you work with the age range of folks you work with as well?
Yeah, I primarily work with adults and adolescents. When it comes to adults, I see a lot of actually business owners, business people who are dealing with stress, a lot of stress. So work with stress management, mood disorders quite a bit. Addictions, that's something I see quite a bit of is addictions. And that sometimes correlates with stress management as well, or stress. And then I also see a lot of people just having relational problems, honestly. Relational distress, marriage problems. And then everything that comes with being a teenager. So that kind of, you know, goes into a lot.
How does counseling work? Because I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there that go, oh, I don't need any counseling. I'm fine on my own. But I'm sure I bet most people could use counseling of some sort. So kind of how does it work?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are confused as to what counseling is. Sometimes people will look at me and they're like, okay, so like what happens in therapy? I'm a little bit confused. So I think it sounds like this really ambiguous, convoluted thing, but really our priority is to take each person from point A to point B. So there's, you know, a presenting problem and a goal that we're moving towards. So for example, if I'm seeing someone who comes in and they're, overwhelmed at work, just super stressed, and that then is even affecting their productivity. They're not as productive. That's affecting their relationships. Our goal is going to take them from that place to a place where they're able to manage that stress, decreased anxiety, more stable mood, higher productivity.
I do want to ask Mary, since most of our listeners are business leaders, business owners, and you mentioned you get a lot of that. What are some of the more common problems that the business leaders, business owners face when you see them?
Yeah, I see a lot of, so that stress piece, which really kind of goes into anxiety sometimes. I see a bit of anxiety, sometimes depression. Sometimes if you're that overwhelmed for a long period of time, it can kind of wear you out and end up kind of leading to depression. And then I also, that's where kind of addictions come into play when people feel that stress and overwhelmed, don't know how to cope, in the correct ways. They turn to ways of coping that are not healthy. So that's where I see a lot of, you know, kind of addictions coming into play a lot of times.
Stephen, I feel like I'm in a counseling session right now. Mary's so smooth and calm. I feel like I need to lay back or something.
No, we don't want to bring our
couches in here.
Yeah, out on the air.
Oh, if we were, if
I'm
Mary
off
and
the
I were,
clock right now.
If we were to talk issues, we'd be here for hours. So
yeah, we don't have that much time.
No.
Yeah. So Mary, again, Mike said, obviously a lot of our listeners are business leaders, especially here in Gwinnett County, and you work with a lot of business leaders. Talk a little bit about, the possibility of grow counseling, at a workplace, or at least helping an entire workplace. Cause I know you guys, it's a little bit of a unique differentiator for you guys.
Yeah. Absolutely. We actually provide, we've been known to kind of provide workshops and stuff, for businesses, for companies. That's everything from kind of larger, you know, companies to working with more, you know, up and coming entrepreneurs. So we've done everything from just kind of general education on stress management to how does different personalities play at the workplace? How do you work as a team with those personalities? And then we really like to cater if we're ever going to do a workshop, we really like to tailor our workshop to each company or business, you know, group that we're working with, because we want to make sure it's relevant to what's really happening in your company.
And I think those workshops show that there's a proactive side to your counsel and I think other counseling services as well, where – because I think one of the misconceptions, Mike talked about people who think, I don't need any counsel. And I think one of the things is, well, I'm not in crisis. And it's not just crisis. A lot of times, you know, it's almost like the 30,000-mile checkup. It's not a bad idea to just sit down and talk through whatever the issues are.
And I actually see that in the counseling room a lot of times where sometimes after someone's been in a crisis too, then they come in and they're like, I don't know what to talk about. Like, I'm kind of out of the crisis. And what I usually tell them is, that's great. That means we can actually start doing some of the work now. Now that we're out of kind of crisis mode, we can kind of delve a little bit deeper and really dive into things.
We're talking with Mary Overstreet, a professional counselor with Grow Counseling, and you have several offices. Talk about where you're located and the number of counselors.
Yeah, so we have three different locations. We are in Suwannee, in Buckhead, and in Peachtree City as well. And there are 14 different of us therapists. So
with those three locations, I mean, if you're anywhere in Atlanta, I mean, there's a place that's not too far away from you.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's why we ended up expanding to different areas. At one point, Buckhead was where we started, but we saw a need in Suwannee and opened up an office in Suwannee. And then we started to see a need in Peachtree City. We didn't know where to refer people over in that area. So,
And on top of the locations, you talked about your specialties, but pretty much you guys cover children, teenagers, adults, addictions, all different kinds of.
Yes, we do. So there are people who see things that I am not specialized in. So we have some really great therapists who work with children, who work with families, who work with trauma, just a whole gamut of things, really.
And even if it's maybe not a specialty that you're aware of, obviously you can send them to somebody else that may be outside your network and say, hey, here's someone you could talk to.
Yes. One of our main points at Grow is we really do care about the people who call in, and we want to be a resource for each person who calls in. So if we're not going to be the best fit for someone, we want to get you the help you need.
Absolutely.
You know? So,
Eric, you had a question?
Yeah. You know, as a small business person that's more, I'm going to say, in the creative, truly create, well, everyone at the table is creative, but in the creative realm, you know, I have a lot of hairdresser friends, makeup artists, you know, more in that end of the industry. How insurance friendly are you? I mean, you know, I know that, a lot of us are, you know, our own square up. We accept our own money, or they do like a booth rental, you know, especially in the Buckhead area like that. Yeah. How insurance friendly are you?
Of course, that is a question that comes up.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Yeah.
Yeah. We are actually an out of network provider, which means that, we're not in network, but we can provide you with, the receipts you need after each session. So you then file that with your insurance company, and just kind of depending on the company you have and the plan you have, we usually see people getting a return on the fees anywhere from 40% to 80%. So it just varies a little bit. And we do accept health savings accounts as well. So some people have those and find that really helpful.
Mary, let me ask you a question about kind of how it gets started when someone reaches out to Grow Counseling and they want to talk to somebody. Take us through the first session. How does that work?
Yeah, so that's another thing people are kind of nervous about. You can tell when people walk in the room because sometimes people don't know what to expect.
Exactly.
So really, in general, we're just getting background information. Before we get started, I'll usually kind of ask if people have had a prior counseling experience. That gives me a gauge of if they have any experience with what this feels like at all. Then we'll kind of cover what some of the parameters of counseling are, talk about confidentiality and things like that. And then we'll kind of start to get some background information. And then after that, start to dive into, okay, what's currently happening? Why are you here? Let's dive into some of these things that I know you're struggling with.
Mary is good. I mean, I feel like I want to divulge everything about my personal life right now to her because she's so calm. It makes me want to just kind of give you anything you want.
I am a counselor.
You're obviously very good at it. Erica asked a great question about the insurance. Let's get to some of the other nuts and bolts. If somebody wants to schedule an appointment, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, the best way is going to be to go to our website. So at www.growcounseling.com, that's where you can access all of our different profiles. You can see my profile, read more about me and all of our other counselors, find the person, you know, see who has a specialty area that might be good for you. And then under each of our profiles, there's our phone numbers as well as email address. So that's going to be kind of the best way to reach out to us.
Have you ever done a counseling session? I don't know what you can share. I know there's the patient privileges and all right. that. Have you ever had a session where your eyes just widened and you went, oh my goodness, I don't know if I can help this person?
I'd be lying if I said no. I mean, I think every counselor, of course, has felt that before where, wow, this is more like, more this feeling of, wow, this is a lot. And when there's a, wow, this is a lot, and I think I can get supervision around this and help walk with this person. And then there's, wow, this is so much that this is not an area that I can work with.
So that's where you might ask for some advice from your peers, do a little more research, things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. We are all in. At Grow, we have weekly supervision that's required. That's one of the reasons I think going to a group practice is really great, because we really kind of do case staffing and have weekly supervision that we're required to do. So that's where, you know, if I do have something that I'm like, I need help, you know, or I feel kind of stuck with this client, that's where I'm really able to get kind of the help that I feel like I need and that the client needs. So,
Mary, let me ask you the other end of the spectrum of that question, which is, and kind of go back to, I think, a very important point about Grow. You guys stress and talk about kind of taking people from point A to point B. I think, again, mm-hmm. that's another misconception. Oh, my gosh, if I go into counseling, mm-hmm. I'm never going to get out. They're going to keep me yeah. there for years and years.
Yeah.
So talk, and again, you can't divulge exact specifics, but what have been some of the successes in general terms? What have been you? What has satisfied you about what you do when you see somebody, whether it's conquering an addiction or you know, what are some of the areas you've been able to see generally and been able to be pleased about getting people to point B and maybe even on to point C?
Yeah. Gosh, so many areas. One area I see is a lot of times people's by the time they've gotten to therapy, they're having problems in their relationships and they're to a point where they don't even – maybe they've been burned by so many people that they don't trust people. And that's something that's so cool to me is after kind of time with people, they get to a place where they're like, wow, you know, they're honest about it. And they're like, after a while, you know, I never was able to trust anyone and I trust you, you know. And then starting to see that kind of extend into their – relationships with their family members and their friends and building support. I mean, that to me is one of the most satisfying things to me,
Mike,
amongst so many other things.
Well, Mike, I'm so glad that the answer to that question was there's so many, then she didn't answer that to your question. You know, I'm glad the answer of there's so many was to that question and not yours.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. I've known Mary now for an hour, and I feel like I just want to give her my my checking account number. I just trust her completely. Mary, for those that would like to find out more about Grow Counseling, look into the services you have to offer. Where can they go for that information?
So once again, go to growcounseling.com, G-R-O-W counseling.com.
All capitals. Doesn't mean anything, but it's all it capitals.
It's important.
Just a marketing thing, really.
Actually, and Katie can, and Jordan can tell you since they know all the technology. When you type in Grow Counseling, you can do lowercase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll still work.
Yeah. So, all right, Mary, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks.
Great to meet you.
War Eagle.
She had to get that last.
She got the last word. The benefits of being last on the docket.
Well, we could turn her mic off. I can get the last word, but I won't do that. She's too nice. Mary Overstreet with Grow Counseling. Also, a big thank you to Jordan Sandler and Katie O'Connor with KMS Technology Solutions. And Eric Castleberry with Eric C. Cosmetics. I appreciate all our guests for joining us today on the program. A reminder that you can enjoy this program or any other of our Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7. By visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X and like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/GwinnettRadioX. Stephen, I'll let you get the last word in for Stephen Julian.
You know, I love the eclectic mix of guests on today's show. And Mike, as always, we had passionate guests. And the thing I learned is I need to shellac my digital footprint. And I'm so glad that you and I need a lot of counseling.
What you said is right on. Couldn't agree more. For Steve and I, Mike Sam, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.